Jerry Andrew Active had a history with the law. His first charges were in 2007, when he was 18. They involved furnishing alcohol to a minor in Togiak, where alcohol is banned. That's a Class C felony. He pleaded guilty in exchange for a suspended sentence and got 3 years probation. But after he committed his next crimes, which included attempted sexual abuse of a minor, that felony conviction did not show up in a database authorities used to check his criminal history. Attorney General Michael Garrity says that if the database had been up to date, Active could have gotten more jail time.
In the end, the Department of Law, the Department of Corrections, and the sentencing judge failed to identify Mr. Active's prior felony conviction for purposes of calculating the applicable presumptive sentencing term.
Active, now 24, is charged with killing a Cambodian-American couple who were babysitting their great-granddaughter at their home in the Mountain View neighborhood, and of sexually assaulting the 2-year-old, along with her 92-year-old great-great-grandmother. He faces additional charges for punching both of the 2-year-old's parents, including her pregnant mother. Active had two more brushes with the law in 2012 and 2013. He was released from the Anchorage Correctional Complex on May 25th, the day he's accused of committing the crimes. Garrity says it's hard to say if a longer sentence would have prevented Active from committing the crimes, but because of the mistake in his sentencing, the Alaska Department of Law is reviewing policies and procedures.
I've undertaken a review with senior management here at the department to make sure these mistakes are not repeated. Even before this crime occurred, I had ordered a review of the department's plea negotiation policies, and we've been meeting for a number of months to review those policies and those practices, with a particular emphasis on domestic violence and sexual assault cases.
If convicted of all the offenses, Active faces a minimum sentence of 171 years in prison. If convicted of the charges, Active also faces lifetime registration as a sex offender. His sentence would be determined by a judge who's required to consider the seriousness of the crimes and the offender's criminal history. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.